Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Boys and Girls Club Gala provides funding that changes lives, by Bruce Henderson. On May 1st, about 250 supporters of the mission of the annual John M. Barry Boys and Girls Club gathered for its 2026 gala on the theme, Creating Tomorrow's Future. Inspired by personal stories of lives transformed by the club, they raised funds to continue its more than 125 years serving the youth of Newton. The evening began with remarks by Mayor Mark Laredo, Boys and Girls Club Executive Director David Sellers, and Board President Michelle DeSimone. DeSimone spoke of her journey from being a single mother, struggling to make ends meet, to her current role, First Vice President of Needham Bank, giving back to the place that gave so much to my family. She noted, Newton is fortunate in many ways, but like every community, there are families here who are struggling, facing financial hardship, living paycheck to paycheck, families with housing and food insecurity and other challenges. We have children who need a safe space, a trusted mentor, or simply someone who believes in them. That's what the Boys and Girls Club provides every single day. Newton North sophomore Tanisha Choudhury spoke of how, at the club, she has been able to transform from a lost, lonely, timid second grader to strive to be the person who remains positive and is the torch for someone who needs it. As Newton's 2026 Youth of the Year, she will represent the club this week in competition for Massachusetts State Youth of the Year at Gillette Stadium. She spoke of her acceptance and love of her Indian culture, of her initiative in STEM, and of giving back. Earlier in the evening, with her sister, she performed a traditional Indian dance for the gala. Alex Jean-Baptiste spoke of how he had felt so intimidated decades ago, arriving in Newton at the age of 8 from Hyde Park and looking a bit different than the majority, and how through the club, with opportunities, community, and honest feedback, he had been able to grow. He has now built a team in the real estate field, and he and his wife are expecting their first child. He closed by offering what he has learned from, and what he has gained from, the club. Build a community with a table that everyone can see themselves seated at. Pay attention to who's there, and even more importantly, ask who's not there and could use a seat. Invite them, and show them that you believe in them, regardless of where they are in their marathon. Through several rounds of animated, friendly bidding, the crowd raised funds for the club and for specific initiatives, with bids ranging from many at $250 to one at $15,000. Sellers explained that one round of bidding was to fund a year's expenses for the club's new Teen Experience Project, known as TXP, designed to attract more teens to the club, a group that is experiencing high instances of isolation and depression. He said that TXP will offer 10 excursions during the school year for teens to gather and travel together while learning leadership, goal setting, creative expression, and civic duty. The auction concluded with club members Olivia and Chris officiating over the drawing of the winning ticket for the Golden Ticket Raffle. That's all for today's Fig City News Podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.